You are listening to Day 16 of the 30 Days of Audio Boo. Hello and season's greetings, my friends. This is Albert here with the 30 Days of Audio Boo. Today I have a couple topics on my list, and I am actually making my show notes with a program called Wunderlist. It's a cross-platform program, task management program, that allows me to easily make my show notes across all my devices. I could do it on my iPhone, I could do it on my Mac, I could do it on my PC, and it syncs it automatically. So when I have an idea, I have a section for 30 Days of Audio Boo, and I write down some ideas, and I keep track of it that way. So now I've got that in front of me, and I wanted to talk about ebooks. How do you consume your books these days? Do you buy the book still, or do you go to Amazon, use the Kindle or the Kindle app, or do you use iBooks? Well, up until recently, up until a few years ago, actually probably about 2 years ago, I was buying books, and even in the last year, I bought several real books, paper, you know, bound and all that jazz, printed stuff. But nowadays, I'm definitely buying more and more on the Kindle. The Kindle is really good because you could have many, many books in your collection with you at any time you want, and you can save some money. Another option is the iTunes bookstore. And recently I purchased a book. I was looking for this. I couldn't find it on the Kindle at the time. So I decided to check in iTunes or iBooks, and I found it. It's called Crush It by Gary Vaynerchuk. And if you don't know who Gary is, you could look him up, but he's basically a fella who's embraced social media in a big way and took his family business into the multi-million dollar area, and he's doing excellent, and he's seen as a visionary. Interesting story about him that I want to tell you as well. But he had the Crush It book on the iBook store, the enhanced version, and I decided to give it a shot. It was like $3 more than the regular version, and I had no idea what it meant. But basically what it meant was it allowed me to not only read the book, but he embedded videos right into the book, and you could watch him explaining the chapter. Now, he didn't do it in every chapter, but the ones he did, they were really lighthearted videos with some funny and cheesy graphics that they did on purpose, of course. But seeing Gary in action and his passion, which is so big, what he says, having passion and working like hell for many, many years is what it's going to take to make it. And seeing him in action explaining that really drove the points home. And he called it a VOOC. So instead of a book, he used a V and he called it a VOOC. And it was really interesting. He showed him a little bit behind the scenes and the key parts of the book he came on and he made his videos. And it just goes to show you, he says he doesn't have an elaborate studio. He doesn't get all dressed up. He's actually doing wine tasting, and he started a video blog years ago just about helping people choose the right kind of wines and doing reviews. And he says he has his little New York Jets bucket and he spits into it, and you know, nothing really fancy. We're not talking about television, CNN quality broadcasting, he says, but it works. Because then he says he's not the most polished guy, but he said he's being himself and he doesn't want to be anybody else. And if they don't like it, people can move on. But he says he's not going to change for anybody. He's going to be himself. And that's exactly what we all have to do when we got our message out there. So that's what I want to talk about. See what you look at the ways that you're consuming your media. And if you get a chance and you do have the iBooks on your Apple device, try looking for a book that you're interested in an enhanced version. And see if you notice a difference. Okay, everybody, thanks so much for coming by. I'm going to continue my journey. Today was actually day 16, so I've got a few more days left for the challenge. And who knows, maybe I'll keep going on my daily show. It's really fun to sit in front of the microphone, write a few notes, and talk. If you do get a chance, check out my podcast on iTunes, The Local Method, helping local businesses become market leaders in the community. Talk to you next time.